Pam Bowe is on the line with us. She's a CEO of the Bowe Company. They're based in Seattle. And Pam, I suspect that the most hits that a flooring contractor would have would come from a general contractor. Would that be reasonably close to the way you see it?
That's kind of a hard one for me to answer, Dave, because although we do look at the traffic and where it comes from for our clients, and our clients also have admin consoles so that they can review the stats and who's actually looking at their site. Mm-hmm. But what we found is that there are general contractors looking at websites, but we also find architects, designers, we'll find large project managers, places like Trammell Crow that have locations throughout the country. We have people who are students. We have government visitors that are looking for contractors that are able to provide contracted materials for municipal, state, local, whatever it might be. So it's kind of a broad range right now of what we see in terms mm-hmm. of who's visiting our sites.
I guess what I was getting at is any of the specific categories that you mentioned, relationship building, having an outfit, you know, you want to find an outfit that's been around a while and has a good reputation and does good work, et cetera, and financially sound and so on. I suspect that would be a prime factor that you want to establish on a website regardless of the group visiting the website.
No question. You definitely want to establish who you are, how long you've been in business, what your areas of expertise are, and things that you've done. So on websites, where we look at where the traffic goes, it's interesting. We have quite a few flooring contractor websites that are online right now, and we look at where do the visitors go. The first thing they do, of course, they get to the home page, and if it's a one-page site, they'll scroll through it. But the next thing that they look at is what that client offers them, what that contractor offers them. What kind of services do they provide? Do they provide things like design consultation? Do they provide things like product selection, project management, reclamation, job site solutions? Do they fabricate things? Do they do maintenance? So they look at what the services are. Then the next thing they look at, which is interesting, on almost every site that we monitor, is they look at what you've done. So they look at whether you call it a gallery or a portfolio, pictures of the clients that you have worked with and the finished projects. In that order, that's what they go to. They look at what the services are, in other words, what can you do for me, and then portfolio, what have you done for others. And there's a big value in that name recognition when you feature your completed projects. It definitely establishes you without having to say we're really great, we do all this stuff. Instead of talking about how awesome you are, people find it by the company that you keep.
Yeah, I suspect photos of installations that you've done, the more prestigious, the better. I mean, that'll
for
get
sure.
A phone call, I suspect, just about more than anything.
Oh, for sure. I've got one client that has told me that he has had numerous, and I usually don't have clients contacting me saying, oh, this is wonderful, but this one has, that a couple of his prestigious projects that are on the website have been driving factors in why he got additional business, because they'll find it and they say, oh, you did that, and there becomes that understanding of who they are and that you have what they need. So it's a conversation starter. So it's really important that you have that there.
Yeah, exactly right. And, you know, I think what you want to know, I guess what I would want to know is, how stable is this? How accepted is he in this area that I'm involved in? And the more prestigious the clients, the better he's going to like it.
I agree. And that's one of the things about websites. It's sort of unusual. And a website can look very simple. It can look very complicated, but it's something that is always marketing your company 24 hours a day, all the time, and you never know who's looking at it. So it's really important that you do put your best foot forward without basically yelling that you're wonderful, because people don't respond to that, especially professionals that are visiting our contractor websites. They want to be able to find this. They'd like to see associations that you might be part of, professional associations, training. You know, some of the information you find on the website, well, can you handle my work? Do you need to do anything national? If you show that here is, you know, all of the Nordstrom stores, if you will, or you've done multiple airports, those are things that people look at that they see and they go, oh, they can do this. Well, that's great. What type of local involvement they might have. If they're affiliated with large groups like Fuse, FCICA, StarNet, WFCA, those groups that provide constant training and professional assistance to their members, that elevates the perception that you have. But again, the whole goal beyond all of the things that you put on the website is to have that viewer, that user, pick up the phone and want to talk to you about a job, because that's what we're after here.
Exactly.